Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a systematic review that found that there are many clinical special tests geared towards diagnosing labral tears of the hip and femoral acetabular impingement. Unfortunately, these tests are largely not helpful in confirming the presence of the pathology in a population that is likely to have either. Hip surgery is becoming a common strategy to correct femoral acetabular impingement and labral pathologies. Diagnosing these conditions can be challenging, and there's interest around developing cost-effective and accurate clinical tests for diagnosis of these hip pathologies. The authors of this systematic review aim to evaluate the diagnostic accuracy of hip physical examination tests. They identified 21 papers, which consisted of over 1,300 participants and 11 different clinical special tests. There were a sufficient number of studies for a meta-analysis to investigate only two of the 11 tests. The first was the flexion adduction internal rotation, or FADIR, test, as well as the flexion internal rotation test. 8 of the included studies were retrospective, 9 were prospective, and the study design was unknown for 4 studies. The reported FADIR sensitivity averages ranged from 56 to 100, and specificity ranged from 6 to 83 for all of the studies. For flexion internal rotation tests, the sensitivity averages ranged from 70 to 98%, while the specificity ranged from 8 to 44% for all of these studies. In the pooled meta-analysis, the results indicated that the FADIR sensitivity was 94 to 99%, while the specificity was much lower, between 5 and 9%. And for the flexion internal rotation test, the sensitivity was 96% and specificity was 25%. Most clinical special tests yielded, at best, a marginal increase in the probability of correctly diagnosing the pathology. The overall accuracy of clinical hip special tests is poor, and this study highlights that their clinical helpfulness is minimal when there is a high suspicion of hip pathology. The two clinical tests in the meta-analysis, and many of the other tests, could not correctly identify people without hip pathology when the test was negative. The gold standard in these studies was either surgery or MR arthrogram. This meta-analysis investigated the use of any one clinical special test in improving diagnostic accuracy. It may be of value, though, to try and determine what signs or symptoms, in addition to a combination of special tests, help to accurately diagnose femoral acetabular impingement or labral pathology. In conclusion, these clinical tests do not add much value to diagnosis and need to be interpreted carefully. The clinical presentation and patient history may be more beneficial when trying to differentiate a diagnosis, but this needs to be further examined. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. This post described a study that found that legislation regulating pediatric concussion injury management seems to be effective. From 2009 to 2012, states with legislation had a 92% increase in concussion-related healthcare utilization, while states without legislation had a 75% increase. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a journal article on a study that found that lateral meniscal root injuries further destabilize an ACL-deficient knee, which may support the use of surgical repairs for these type of meniscal tears. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.